Thought this morning is every word, and no doubt many of us, maybe in time, different times in our lives, have we been maybe in a conversation or had dialogue with somebody, maybe even including us,
we up here preaching,
where you didn't quite get everything that they said. That ever happened to anybody?
Yeah.
Where maybe you just, your attention wasn't fully there, and you had to say, well, could you repeat what you said? I missed a important part of it. Yeah. So all of us has happened. That's happened to all of us. Yeah. And we've had to ask someone to repeat and say, would you help? I missed it. Help me now. And maybe we think about even just God's word. And maybe even it happens in prayer meetings sometime, where somebody may be testifying and you lose your focus for a minute and they said something that was real key and important. And it was like, wait a minute, I missed, what did they say? I missed that. That's something that I need. But, you know, isn't it wonderful that we have God's word?
Yeah.
And that we can find the encouragement that we need from his word. And you know, we can all find it for ourselves. This is available to all of us, and we can look to it and find it. Before that, we talked about just how sometimes we miss things. So here's a few statistics. This is according to ECGcoaching.com. All right. Immediately after listening to a 10-minute oral presentation, the average listener has heard, understood, and retained about half of what was said. It says that it looks like it's dead. It's on, but. So it says at 10 minutes, half. All my little brother Henry and I, sometimes we up here for a little while. I'll get half of it. Help us, Lord. It says within 48 hours, half of that is usually lost. And in other words, we often comprehend only 1/4 of what we hear. That's enough. That's another good reason that, you know, we get up here and we try to use gestures and things just to try to help us to retain things that we hear. And then here's another statistic. It says most people talk at a rate of 125 to 175 words per minute, but they can listen at a rate of 450 words per minute. So the gap requires the speaker to do everything that they possibly can to keep the audience engaged and attentive. But it also requires active listening on the part of the audience. So now you recognize when we endeavor by the help of the Lord to get up here and give something to you that we believe that the Lord has given us, we're depending on the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord to help us. Because the statistics tell us that of our own human abilities, we can't retain things. So we're dependent on the Lord. So I'm dependent on the Lord this morning yet one more time, continuing depending on his Spirit to anoint the words that he would have to be brought forth this morning. Like us to turn to a very familiar scripture in the 4th chapter of Matthew and the 4th verse. Matthew 4:4.
But he answered and said,
it is written,
man
shall not live by bread alone,
but by every word that proceedeth out
of the mouth of God. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but it said by every word. Yes. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And when you look at that word every, it doesn't miss anything. It's everything, and it's the entire thing. So as we think about this verse, Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'd like to consider several thoughts this morning that relates to this scripture. In reading this verse of scripture, what that helps us to know is that we cannot pick and choose the things that we want to take out of this, out of the word that he give us. We cannot pick and choose the things that suit my will and my way and what I want. So we're going to look at that by the help of the Lord this morning. He said by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I want us also to look at, as we're endeavoring by God's grace to live for God, all of us have unique needs, don't we? Oh, but I want you to know this morning that God's word has something specific for your need this morning. So we can be encouraged by that. And then I want us to look at some examples. Want us to look at the children of Israel and look at Jesus and how this verse is applied in the different instances that they were in those conditions where these words were used, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So I'm thinking about now, every word in the world that we're living in today, where it seemed like there's an attitude and a mindset to try to pick and choose the things that I want to apply to me. And what these, see, this only this applies to me. Only that applies to me. I want us to know this morning that the word says every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's what he's requiring of us. So that's what I have to, there's an attitude in the world today. Well, God is love, see? Yes, he is. God is love. That's so true. Yes, God is love. Yes, and there's other, something else you may hear. People say, I believe in God. Well, that's wonderful too. It's good to believe in God, but you know what? It's going to take a little bit more than that, right? It's going to take a little bit more than you saying, I believe in God now. Oh, maybe you've heard somebody say, well, God is too loving, see. He's too loving to cast his creation into a devil's hell. You've heard people say things like that. I want to, by the help of the Lord, take away the confusion this morning. You ever heard somebody say something about, well, see, me, God and I, we have an understanding. You ever heard somebody say that one? Well, what does the word say? It said, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Right? There's some requirements that God has for us. We know he's not willing that any should perish. We know the word says that. That's not his desire. He doesn't want any soul to be lost. But he has some conditions. Right? His love is unconditional. But if you want to get to where he is, there's some things that he requires of his creation. One of them sound in John, at the 14th chapter in the 6th verse, thinking about how in the Sunday school this morning, we're talking about true religion. And we think about how many different kinds of religions there are in the world today. But I want you to know there's one true way according to this word. He said every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So this is what it said this morning in the 14th chapter of John. He made it clear and he made it plain what his requirement is. And Jesus said unto him,
I am the way.
He said, I'm the way.
The truth.
I'm the truth.
And the life.
And I'm the life.
No man.
There's no man that's going to come to the Father
but by me.
So he said, if you want to get to God, the only way you're going to get to God is through Jesus Christ, his Son. We sung about it this morning, talking about that blood, what it can do for you. It's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross thousands of years ago. That's the only way you're going to get to God.
You can listen to whatever somebody else has to say, but according to his word, he said, every man, every word that proceedeth out of my mouth, that's what we got to live by. Not just bread alone, but every word. And in his word, he said, if you want to get to God, you got to come through my son. I didn't come up with it. He did. It's his head. I don't got any heaven. You know, you can go listen to whatever somebody else had to say. God has the, God is God's heaven, right? He's the one that's going to be at the gate. It's not going to be anybody else. He's not going to have any helpers up there. He said, we got to all stand before God. And he said, if you want to get to God, you got to come through my son. All right? But what about if there's, you know, in the world that we live in today, there's so many different ways to do things, isn't there? Oh, see, I can go in the front door. I can come in the back door. I can go in the side. What does the word say now? Huh? What does it say in the 10th chapter of John in the first verse now? He said, verily, verily, this is Jesus speaking.
I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door, into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
So I'm not sure how your understanding is working out with God, but I want you to know that the word says that if you try to come up some other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Are those kind of folks that you welcome in? No, you send them away, don't you? That's what every word now. So it's again, this is what he said. I can say that I love God. I can say that I've given my heart to him. But how am I living? What's the word say about that now? I want to get to heaven. But I got some things going on in my life that are not pleasing to God. What does his word say about that? Well, it's in there. Let's turn to Galatians. The 5th chapter and the 19th and the 20th through the 21st verses.
Yeah. Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Which are these?
Adultery,
fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have said to you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He said every word. So if somebody want to tell you something different, if you want to believe them, I just want you to know what the word says this morning. It said if these things are on hand, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And what you need to know this morning, God has the victory over these things. He can bless and help so that these things can be resolved in this life, and God can bless and help you so that that you can inherit the kingdom of God. So you can be encouraged in that way. I'm thinking about a verse of the song, and it ties into that scripture here in Matthew, the 4th chapter. We sing it from time to time. It's number 121. In the 3rd verse, it says, Every word thy mouth has spoken is essential to our life. All thy mandates love betoken. To oppose them
is but strife. So something, when you think about something that's essential, you can't live without it. How important is water to your body? Liquid to your body. If you go without it for a certain period of time, you're not going to make it. Right? Why do we eat? Why do we nourish our bodies? It's necessary for us. It's essential to our bodies. What happens when somebody gets sick and then they stop eating? What do you expect to happen if they don't get some kind of nourishment? There's going to be a period of time and then they're going to pass away. It's essential. So when we think about God's word, it's essential to our life. When we're talking about our life, we're talking about our spiritual life. Every word that he has given us, it's important. It's critical for us. And the writer said, it's essential to all thy mandates. Y'all know what mandates are? They're commandments. All the commandments that he has given us, they're for us. Therefore, these are things, God is love, and we know that. But they're special blessings for those that follow his commandments. So if you want to receive the special blessing and the special favor that God has for us, then we have to follow his commandments. So wherever we are along the journey and the pathway of life, you know what we have to find? We all have different trials. We all have different tests. We all go through different things. But you know what? What we can do in whatever circumstances of life that we face, we can find something in his word. We can find the word that we need that can help us, that can inspire us, that can encourage us in whatever we may be going through. That whatever we have a need of, we can find an answer in his word. Does that mean I got to put forth some effort? Yes, I have to put forth some effort. I have to search what I need. I can search the words that he has. This is the inspired word of God. It was in the beginning, scripture says, was the word. The word was God, with God, and the word was God. So now he has given us his word, and whatever the situation of life, we can find what we need that can help us to be able to make it through whatever we're going through. It can apply to our specific situation. But again, we're going to have to put forth some effort. And you know what? Maybe we might find, we can find that word. And then we have to find, there's a mandate associated with this. There's something I got to do. Now, if I want the special blessing, I got to be willing. Amen. So when you look for it, be ready. Because when you find it, there's going to be something that's required of you and of me that we're going to have to do. But I want you to know this morning, God can bless and help us to be able to do that. All his mandates, love be token. You know, we can receive encouragement and we can receive inspiration through his word. It can help us out in whatever we're going through in this area, in whatever our particular area of life. And again, I want us to be encouraged to know that God's word and his spirit, they work together. They work together. They work in unison together. And I want you to know this: in the world that we live in today, God's spirit exercising himself in the world today is going to be in agreement with this word that he has already given. It's going to align with what he's already given us. It's going to be in conjunction with something that he's already provided for each and every one of us. He is not giving any kind of new inspiration that is contrary to what he has already said. And if somebody comes along and tells you they got something new, if it don't line up with what he said, then I encourage you to get away from it.
Amen.
in 1 John, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. I'm not just saying that. It's in here. 1 John 5 and 7 lets us know. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. They agree all together. And if they're not in agreement with that, then it's not from God. And it's not gonna work. And it won't stand. So now, what about some examples that he has given us? Children of Israel. We look at them a lot sometimes. But let's go back to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. You know, the blessing of God's word is there's things in it that can help us, and there's things in it that we can learn from. Yes. And you know, it's in here for a reason. There's something in it that we can apply to our lives to help us out as we journey along the pathway of life. So now I'm going to begin in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. I'm going to read verse 1 down through verse 10. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers. And thou shalt remember the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment was waxed not old unto thee. And I want you to know that this is something that Moses is writing here. It's a reminder. He's reminding those that made it to the promised land of what he brought them through and what he did for them while they were in the wilderness. All right? So thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his way and to fear him. Amen. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and deeps that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, and a land of olive oil and honey, and a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig big brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. So I want to dig into some of these scriptures a little bit. Let me read number 11 too. Beware that, yes, thank you, Brother Henry. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget now. All right, we're going to talk about some of these, but let's get a little bit of history in terms of the children of Israel. According to Bible scholars, this is an estimate. 2 to 3 million left Egypt. 2 to 3 million left Egypt. And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. How many do you think entered into the Canaan land? Again, according to Bible scholars, less than 750,000. Less than a third. Less than a third started on a journey. You know what? We can look at this again. What can we learn as we study the children of Israel? They were going to the promised land. All right. Now think about those that start a relationship with God, endeavoring to get to heaven. Is it going to be easy? Do you think their journey was easy? You know, we know about the things that they seemed to be so concerned about. It seemed like their focus was on the wrong things. Their focus was, I'm hungry, I need to eat. Did you not understand what's going on here? Do you not understand how God is taking care of you? And you worried about eating? He going to take care of that too.
Yes.
Do you recognize what he's doing? And maybe, what is this for us? When we look on this, we can look at our own lives sometimes. And we can say, well, I need this and I want that. And but God isn't doing this. And what is he doing though? These are some of the things that they did forgot to notice. 40 years, their clothes. You got some clothes, those of you that are, well, you have to be an adult, I guess, because you grow. But think about it like that now. Okay. Where there was children. Huh? What happened? Their clothes grew with them? Can God do it?
Yes.
Can he do it?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. Or whatever, you know. You are an adult. You got something from 40 years ago? If you do, it's probably a rag. I'm just... What happened to their clothes? Huh? Huh? Wow. So wait a minute. If he was taking care of their clothes, why am I so concerned about food? Is he not going to take care of me? What about their shoes now? Huh? 40-year-old shoes going to have a couple holes in them, aren't they? Now, I mean, not even just holes. The traction going to be gone. And I mean, their shoes didn't wear out. Are you paying attention? What can we learn from this? Are we taking notice of what God is doing for us now?
Yes.
Don't forget.
Amen.
What about all the changes that happen in bodies and the physical needs? He took care of all of it, didn't he? So some lost their focus, didn't they? And how many of them, most of them didn't even make it. Didn't even make it. The descriptions of, said the raiment didn't wax old. Neither did they. I mean, I'm all right. Walking around for 40 years. I mean, at some point in time, you walk around too much, something's going to go on with your feet.
Yes.
It don't matter what kind of shoes you have on. You're going to have some hurtings or some calluses or something.
Yes. Yes.
God took care of that too, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
And I think about, he was encouraged. This is where I'm trying to get you to a place now. I'm trying to get you somewhere where, as you take notice, said the land of. Okay, let me describe all this. And I'm going to tell you, do you need anything else? Hold on now. It said wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates and a land of olive oil and honey. Whew. That sounds pretty good, don't it? In other words, I'm going to take care of you, and I have something. I have a special place for you. So we can be encouraged as we read about this and know that God's going to take care of us. Find a word. Find something in here that can encourage you along the way. Oh, but is there going to be some trials and some tests? Yes, we're going to have some trials. We're going to have some tests. We might have some sufferings. It said some humblings and some provings and some heart checks. It's not going to be easy. But we can be encouraged to know that God will be with us every step of the way. He wants us to just keep being faithful. Just be faithful and know God will take care of you. But you got to keep his commandments now. Now, when you find that word that you can hold on to, you got to be willing to do what he said.
Yes. Amen.
You know, I could not begin to tell you all that you can find in here. I don't have enough time this morning. And plus, you wouldn't remember half of it anyway. That's according to the statistics now. Right? So find it for yourself. I want you to, my encouragement is, according to his word, wherever you are now, God has a wealthier place for you. Keep being faithful. And you find that word, that whatever word you need, that's going to encourage you in whatever you're going through now. I'll just give you one. You probably already know it. It's Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse. You could probably all say it with me. For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Be encouraged. God has been, is, and always will be faithful. And you know what? Most of the time, if we look at our circumstances of life and we see things, if we just took our focus off of what's in front of us and just took time to look back, we could say, God has sure been good to me. He's taking care of me. And it like the verse of the song where it says, when I look o'er the past and I find how his wide arms of mercy held me. We can be encouraged to know that God will be faithful to us. And we can learn from the children of Israel, and we can say, Lord, help me. I want to be one of those that make it.
Amen.
By your grace and by, I know that you have what I need to be able to make it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Now let's go to Matthew. Look at Jesus. 4th chapter. Starting at the first verse. I'm going to read down through verse 11. When Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights,
he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And he said, and he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city, setting him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Yeah. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. When we think about this account that took place, why do you think God allowed his son to be tempted of the devil?
For us.
For who? Was it for Jesus?
No.
It was for us.
Yes.
It was for us. Right. Why did Jesus? But that's why he sent his son to live in this world and to live a victorious life in this world. And we are encouraged even now, thousands of years later, that Jesus was tempted of the devil and God blessed and helped him through it. What's going to happen to us? So it's for our benefit. Jesus was tempted of the devil for my benefit and for your benefit. And did he just try once? Multiple times he came at him. And then you take note of his tactics. Remember, again, he's the father of lies. The father of lies. But listen to how he came at Jesus. First of all, he came at him when he was most vulnerable. He had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And if you do that, you're going to be hungry.
Right.
You fast one day, you're going to be hungry. You fast a couple hours. Lord help us. But you know, so what does that let us know? When is the enemy going to come attack us? And when we're vulnerable.
Yeah.
When we're weak.
Yeah.
So we got to be ready with what? The word. We got to be ready with the word. So he came on him when he was most vulnerable. He was hungry. And listen how he came to him. If thou be the son. If thou be the Son of God. Really? You think Jesus knew who he was?
Right.
But that's part of his tactic.
Yeah.
What's the devil say? If you saved.
That's right.
Come on now. You already know you're saved.
Yeah.
That's why he's coming to fight against you. Well, see now, Jesus, you hungry. And if you be the Son of God, here's some stones. Just turn them into bread. And then you can be satisfied. Don't listen to the devil. Did Jesus listen to him? What did he say? Was he hungry? Yes, he was hungry. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone. I'm not going to listen to something that yeah, could he have done it? Don't you think Jesus could have turned those stones into bread? But why would he take something that the enemy... See, even that was something that would have been beneficial for him, right? Okay, but now we're talking about the enemy.
So when the enemy comes with something that seems like it's beneficial for you, recognize there's something behind it. That's a trap waiting for you.
I'm reminded when I was a youngster, my uncle made traps for rabbits. And we put carrots in there. Oh, rabbits like carrots. Oh, but it was a trap, see? Yeah, you could get that carrot, but then you get stuck in there. Rabbit got stuck in there. And then when he got stuck in there, we go look in the traps and get them rabbits. And next thing you know, there'll be some rabbit stew my aunt would make. See, the devil, see, it's a trap. Pay attention to what Jesus did. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, but then he didn't leave him there, did he? He took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle, and then he used the same tactic, didn't he? If you the Son of God. And then he used some scripture on him. So the devil can use scripture? Again, there's a trap behind it. If you be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge. Yes, that's true. Yes, the word says he'll give his angels charge over thee. But what did Jesus come back with? Came back with the word. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. So then he came back a third time. Took him up into an exceeding high mountain. And then he went away he quit with the if thou be the Son of God. This time he just came at him and said, oh, just cast yourself down and I'll give all this to you. And then Jesus said, Satan, just get out of here. Get thee hence, Satan. Get out of here. Maybe sometime we just start with that. Just, Satan, get out of here. But, you know, we can use everything that Jesus used, whatever works to maintain the victory. That's what you need. Whatever it's going to take to maintain the victory. Because once he went away, then the angels came and ministered to him. Every word. Every word. You know, we got to live by it. Amen. We got to live by every word. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We can use it to encourage us. We can use it to fight against the enemy of our souls. Wherever we are, along the journey of life, whatever we may be dealing with individually, my encouragement to you this morning is find what you need in His Word.
Amen.
That can help you keep on keeping on. Does that mean it's going to be easy? No. But God will give us what we need. And we can be encouraged to know that if we do our part, God will do His. He'll do His. And we can maintain and continue to be faithful by the grace and by the help of God. I desire your prayers that I would take this to heart and realize, you know, that's why it's so important for us to get in here. There's something in it for me. There's something in it for you. There's something in it for whatever we need.
Yes.
We can find it.
Yes.
For it is written, man shall not live by bread alone,
yes,
but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.